Good afternoon, this is Rob. Who's on?
Hey, Rob, you have Rob, Matt, Bryant, and Michelle. Jen is on her way, and Jim Pritchard is not here today.
Okay.
I think that this was one of those, I don't think this was kind of planned, because I think we covered, on our last call, we covered all the content for week 12, although we didn't necessarily, maybe it wasn't the 12th call, so.
Right.
So I don't know how much, and I have a L4, L5 injection that I need to be out of here in about 20 minutes to go to the doctor office for, so.
Okay. Well, I guess that's good. I hope it works out for you.
Yeah, it works. You know, it's keeping me out of the from under the knife. So every six or 7 or 8 months, I go in and they do their magic, and then I'm good for another 6, 7, or 8 months. So. So you know, last time we hit the reset button. You know, we talked about that. And I think everybody's feeling a heck of a lot better about, you know, where we're going with this and taking smaller bites rather than big bites. And we're moving along in that direction. But an observation that I've seen here over the last couple of weeks since we talked last is that, you know, Supernova is a great program when, you know, everything's moving along as it should move along. But when we get into some crazy markets like we're in right now, you know, Supernova gets pushed to the side and we're calling clients all day long whether they're scheduled or not.
Oh, sure. I just had a guy, the group before you, he said, you know, I'm so grateful for Supernova. I've only got, you know, he worked his way down. He's been doing this a couple of years now. And, I have 70 clients. You know, I call them once a month. But Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I call them all.
Exactly.
And they were just so appreciative of the phone calls, but they were different phone calls than, you know, had I not been talking to them for a quarter or a half a year or something.
Right.
Because it was more of just an up, you know, tell them what's going on, why it's happening, et cetera. And they were just all just like really appreciative. He said it prevented me from having that feeling like, oh crap, there's a guy calling me. I haven't talked to him in 6 months.
Exactly.
So the guilt was gone, and he said, you know, the other thing is I really am not going to lose any clients, which is really nice. So
yeah,
we
just felt that it was imperative to reach out to everybody.
Yeah, which is perfect. But as you can imagine, things change when you versus, you know, what it might have been like had you had a lot more accounts. And, well, you guys haven't really done the segmentation piece, so you haven't taken advantage of that. But
we have been slowly off the bottom end. We've been taking advantage of the moving them along to, you know, we have Jen on our team who has been taking some of those smaller accounts that we're kind of pushing downstream.
Good. One of the things that I wrote down for homework was, where is the $70,000 going to go? The marketing money.
Oh yeah, we did talk about that. Go ahead.
Yeah, what's it called? Do you want to talk about the whole year, or do you want just highlights of what we're doing?
Well, wherever the 70 grand is going.
Yeah, what's it called? We're doing three big programs this year. One is our traditional baseball game here. We have a minor league team where we get about 200 tickets, make it an event for the families. Everyone gets four tickets. Some people get a little more and make it a night. So, that you know, that's eating into about $5,000 of that money. We're also supporting Michelle is becoming a CFP. So we're supporting that, and what's it called? The end of the year, we're also doing our traditional movie, which is $10,000. So we have set aside $10,000 for a nice movie night premiere. We used to go to the Fulton. Think about going to the Fulton again. in Lancaster. That could be another 5,000. That's a theater. But then we're using the additional money for monthly meetings with clients for dinner, stuff we can't reimburse out of our BDA, well, our limited BDA.
And some of that $70,000 is also money that we're setting aside that it pays to the support staff on a monthly basis as a supplement to their salary.
How much is that?
About 10 grand, 10 to 15.
Yeah, I was going
to
say it's at least $1,000 a month between all
yeah.
of them.
Yeah.
I'd say 15. Yeah, to be safe with that year-end bonus.
Yeah.
Okay, and the so I had 5, 10. Is the CFP 5 grand?
5 grand, yeah.
Okay. So that's 10, 20, 25, 35, 40. And then the monthly was how much?
Probably 1,500 a month, let's say, 18,000.
Okay, so let's say 20 grand. So that gives you 20 grand left.
Yeah, but that's and that's for client thank yous and stuff like that.
Client gifts.
Like client gifts. And we talked about going to Longwood Gardens again, that we could possibly do that, but we're unsure on that one. We did that 2 years ago. We rented a bus, took everyone down to Longwood Gardens in Philadelphia, all high net worth clients.
And by we, he means Michelle and I, not
right,
him.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ryan, so, really nothing new.
What's that?
Nothing new.
Well, then there's still novelty around that. We're still building. Oh, that's the other thing we talked about. We never came up with anything. We want to do some sort of charity type of we did talk about that at our meeting last week. Some sort of event that, you know, we could maybe start small and grow over the years but become kind of known for that. I don't know if we talked about that the last time we were on a call with
like
you.
Like a race, about a race or something like that. Or
yeah, like the something that we can give back to the community through an event with our clients type of thing. So we were supposed to be brainstorming that for this week.
We did. You remember we did it in conjunction with our Morgan Stanley's making a play mental health.
That's it.
So we were going to do a local mental health provider here in Lancaster.
Some kind of event to support that.
Now, What boards are you guys on?
Anybody?
I'm on my church board, finance committee. I'm trying to corner the Catholics in Lancaster.
Okay. There are some.
Some left. Not many.
No, not too many. I know. I'm from Lancaster, remember?
I forgot about that.
Yeah, Germans, a lot of Germans.
I did learn something new last night. Mennonites, you know, Mennonite religion and Amish. You know that?
Yeah.
You know where that came from? That was from a Catholic priest, Father Menno. That's where the Mennonites came from. Never knew that.
Really?
Learn something new every
day. I thought it was like an Anabaptist type of thing.
Yeah.
I thought
it was founded by a Catholic. Like that.
Oh. Interesting.
Well, we talked last time. I'm on the local school board.
School board, okay. But no, I mean those can be both charities. You know, you can raise money for both of those, but they're not usually considered quote a charity. No charity.
And Rob was saying. The firm has just, with their foundation, made a big commitment to childhood mental health. So that we felt like it was important to tie into something. We're reaching out to our foundation to see if they have any suggestions of, you know, ideas for something that we could do here locally to help support that cause.
What organization would that be?
I don't know if it's. I mean, there's a
like
lot.
Like Philhaven Hospital,
yeah.
Lancaster
Mental Health
Association.
Yeah.
So that along that lines.
And we're a little sensitive to that right now because a friend of ours just succumbed to some depression and took his own life a couple weeks ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's out there.
Yeah.
I'm kind of stuck. I don't, you know, it's not one like, you know, diabetes, heart, you know.
Well, yeah, they have a big thing here in Lancaster, the Heart Ball, every February. That I don't even know who run, you know, who's behind it.
It's
the Heart Association.
The hospital. Oh, yeah, okay. It's the hospital and the Heart Association.
We'll figure it out. We'll find something. We've got resources.
Yeah, to me, I'd try and plant yourself squarely in front of the ones where the money is.
Right.
Okay, I mean, that's what I did as the manager. You know, I was involved with the opera where it's a quirky, crazy group, but they're rich. And I was, you know, I was involved with other charities, but always made sure that I knew, you know, the symphony is usually where the money is. It's not hard. The opera was the, and then in terms of charities, it's, you know, they're all, the heart is, the advantage of the heart is that you've got heart surgeons, which are rich, not to be too blunt, but that's the reality, right? So you might get in the way of that train and get on that board.
I don't have any rich psychiatrists in
town. No.
It doesn't seem to be a high-paying specialty.
They do fine. They do fine. That would work. And if the firm's going to support it, maybe you can tap into some money for your local market.
Right. Yeah, we could bring that potentially if we find somewhere. We could bring that from the foundation into the community,
yeah.
And that could start get a kickstart.
Right.
Yeah. When I was the president of the opera, that changed the way the firm looked at our requests for money. And so, as I recall, I got $25,000 because of that.
Okay.
So if you're on the board, you're the president of the board, the probabilities of when you ask for money, getting it, go up dramatically because of your commitment to it. So, you know,
we just have to do a little research here on the local, you know, what the agencies are and, you know, behind that.
But I like it. I mean, every family is touched by cancer, depression, all these, you know, addiction.
Right.
They're all, you know, they're all pretty generic and hit everybody. So I wouldn't, I would go with something that you have a passion for, especially if you've recently lost a friend. It just makes it emotional and makes you a little more passionate about helping because, you know, save a life is a big deal.
Right.
And the chemistry behind that is, you know, pretty sad because people can appear very, very normal. Inside, they're being torn to pieces. So very sad.
That was this case.
Say what?
That was this case.
Yeah. Everybody thought it was fine, right?
Normal. Yeah.
The guy that helped me when I wrote my first book, my editor, who became my friend and consultant on the first book, took his life. It was in the same thing. Everybody thought he was just fine.
Right.
But, you know, I'll tell you the key is if they start talking funny, take it seriously.
Right. Yeah.
Don't think you're going to get a second chance because you're probably not. Anyway.
That was mental illness. It's terrible because you have to get that voice in your head just one time, and one time will take you out, you know.
And it's just, yeah, they just don't see a way out. It's just, it's terrible. They're caught by a monster. And no way out. So that's good. Yeah, I wouldn't be. I would kind of look at it fresh and examine what you're doing and say, you know, are we getting the maximum bang for our buck with what we're doing, or could we use it in other ways to leverage our positions? So, you know, and is 70,000 the number? Maybe we could make it 100,000 and do everything. So just think about it, because you want, being out in traffic is how you get business. It just is. Getting to know people with money, people say, well, how do you do it? You make friends with them. You go to dinner with them. You go to lunch. You go play golf. You make friends. And then they ask you for your advice, and they move their account. So it's a commitment of time and money and effort, but it's worth it.
Right.
How about centers of influence? How is that going?
Well, actually good. I'll tell you what's been good lately is when I talk to everyone, getting their list of accountants and attorneys. So I'm developing a much nicer list than I've ever had before.
Great.
And some surprising things on their people I didn't even know of. And with the idea that I'm going to circle back with them, especially the accountants, after, April 15th.
Good. What was surprising about it?
The number of different accountants and attorneys our clients have. Like, I thought I'd see a lot of similarities, just the opposite.
Really interesting. When you ask the question, can you enthusiastically endorse them, what are you getting for an answer?
I'd say probably 8 out of 10 are saying yes. And then the other two, I say, well, hey, do you want some recommendations? And no one has taken me up on it yet.
That's okay. That's good.
I don't think I'm getting – I get more of the, they do okay.
Statistically, take a poll just for the sake of it and just see, you know, actually what the numbers are. I'd be very interested. Because my interpretation is very anecdotal. It's not scientific at all. But I would guess that 70% of the time they'd be, yep, he's okay. He's fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, and the other 15 maybe percent on either end, one, yeah, I'm looking for somebody else, or two, he's terrific.
I haven't run into any of them yet. Like, no, I've been looking for somebody.
Anybody terrific? Anybody said they really love him?
Yeah, I would say that you're probably close, maybe 15 to 20% would say that.
But you're not seeing much crossover. You're not getting the same name come up five times.
I haven't seen maybe one. But a lot of different names.
How many people have you asked?
A pretty good number.
Like 10 or 15?
At least. Well, yeah,
more than that. Yeah.
More than 10, less than 50.
Yes, I'd say about 40 to 50. And we have clients. Remember, our larger clients are in different states, too, so that could be the difference with everything as well.
Oh, yeah. Even different parts of town.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, Lancaster's spread out.
Right, so somebody in Lititz doesn't want to, you know, whatever. Am I right on Lititz? I remember that, kind of.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
So then the only other thing that we really concentrated on over the past week and a half or since our last call was, you know, getting back to the five-star, making sure we had the right people in the right place and taking ownership of those areas. So
did they change
last week? A little bit. It was, you know, obviously Jen has the planning background and came through the – wealth advisor training program, so she's clearly made for that role as the I don't know the official name, but the planning director.
Right.
And we kind of put two together on the implementation from a standpoint of the, you know, putting together the models for the solutions for the portfolios.
Yep.
That
was Matt and who?
Matt and Rob.
Okay.
And then Michelle is working on, what's the one you're
marketing.
Called? Oh, yeah, the marketing. Is that what it's called, marketing?
Mm-hmm. Director of marketing.
Director of marketing. And
Michelle,
yes. And then we kind of, again, I hope you don't take offense to this, but we kind of combined the leadership with the brand as taking that aspect of driving the measuring and all of that together is with me.
Okay.
So right now we're in the process of putting some things together where we can create accountabilities and, you know, what we're going to track, where we're going to track it, how we're going to track it type of thing.
So who's in charge of Supernova and brand management?
It'd be Brian.
It'd be me.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, Melissa, how would that work?
You know, if you had another hour or two, we'd talk to you about that, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
No need. I got it. Okay. Well, good. Well, you got to go, right? I'll talk to you for 5 more minutes.
Yes.
Get your back fixed.
Or at least
I hope it works forever.
Exactly. So.
Anybody else want to ask some questions?
No, like I said, I think we're still putting it all together. I think we're one of your probably slower groups, but we're getting something out of it. I mean, we're doing it kind of a little slower, but definitely we're getting to that point where I think we're getting more comfortable with everything. We're getting comfortable with the conversation. So I think we just got to, it's like Nike, we just got to keep doing it now.
So how many clients do you have signed up? What percentage would you say are done?
I've got my spreadsheets in front of me here, but I don't know.
Oh, mine is done.
Yeah, probably.
Maps are done.
Yeah.
Got to be 80%, 75%.
80%.
Well, that's good. That's good. Really good. Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, we're just not going fast. It's just that's because we're still getting distracted, especially in our manager roles. So.
And I think where we got bogged down was when we started looking at the households. It was a little overwhelming because in several households we might have 5 or 6 different family units, and each one of them takes up a spot on that roster. So once we divided it out to account link groups or SLGs, what's the SLG?
Statement linking groups. Yeah.
It just kind of opened up. It kind of made it feel a lot better and a little bit more direction to it in that manner.
Good. So you're handing out folders.
First.
You're using folders, handing out folders.
Yeah,
I'm the one that needs some mediation with that. So we're working on it a little more slowly than it probably should, but Michelle keeps offering to help, and I keep saying, yep, I got the list here, and I don't give it to her. So I just got to give it to her.
But I think we also made a conscious decision not to put everybody into the Supernova group just reflexively, rather starting some out as butlers who on the surface might look like a Supernova client, but keeping them as butlers so they're getting, you know, obviously the fewer phone calls.
And then we can always move them up at a point.
Yeah, and then they can graduate to a Supernova client, you know, once we feel that they are worth the investment of time.
So how would you determine that?
Well, I mean, it goes back to the initial
our list that we
how we broke it up in terms of not just assets, but revenue, potential for growth. Do we like them? Do they listen to us? Do we get along? We have the number one on my list is a household with $7 million under management and a T12 of only about $13,000, and they're constantly beating us up on, 7.5 cent per share trades and things like that. So we've got to have a, come to Jesus meeting with them on, we're going to do it our way, or we're going to, as much as it is a $7 million household, and our complex manager will, freak out if that leaves the firm. But, to us, that's not a supernova client unless they go through our planning process and they follow our investment process and all of that. That makes them a supernova. I still have in the supernova category right now because I'm giving them a chance to get there, but they're skating on some very thin ice with us at this point.
Yeah, they're a customer.
Exactly.
They're not a client. They're a customer.
He's an anesthesiologist and makes great money, and like I said, we've got $7 million here, but doesn't do us any good. Hate to see $13,000 of revenue go, but, we're all working for that every time they call in when 15 different accounts and they're buying 8 shares of Tesla in each one, that type of thing.
Yeah, they see you as a broker.
Right. Hey, Bob, I got to run, so I don't know if you need the rest of these guys, but
no, I think we're our time's up. Well, this was good. So
okay.
You're doing a lot. You're doing everything right. Keep it up.
Okay. We'll see you in 4 weeks.
Thanks,
all right. Thanks,
okay.
Rob. Bye.
Thanks.